So, your reflections on a game. Ultimately, you picked up the win, only 5 points in it at the end. You were sweating over it.
Yeah, look, we always knew it was going to be, you know, coming down here to play a game on AstroTurf is something that's just so alien to us. You know, we haven't played here. I played on Astro since 2 years, and we were here last. So, you know, it's a very different world to playing on a grass surface, and teams that are on it have a wee bit of an advantage. But, look, that said, it was far from ideal conditions. The wind didn't favour anybody with first half or second half. It was just swirling about there, and it just made life very difficult for everybody. And look, Westmead have notoriously given us a lot of hassle over the last couple of years. They beat us here 2 years ago, so look, we're very happy to get it over the line regardless of the score.
You got the great start, two early goals from Karen, and just maybe struggled to build on it a little bit.
Yeah, we did. Again, look, playing against the wind, as I say, in the first half, we found it hard to get up the field, and Westmead set up with very well defensively, got a lot of bodies back and just made it very difficult for us to get through. And then the second half, I think we were quite wasteful. We didn't penetrate them enough, you know, we didn't show enough creativity. And but look, at the end of the day, it's still February, and you know, I'm sure we'll improve as the year goes on.
Yeah, you looked like you were in a strong position. You got the first few points in the second half. I think you were five up at one stage, and then they got the goal, and it kind of nearly needed that to stir you into life again.
Yeah, and look, we played probably more football in the 5 or 6 minutes after the goal than we did in the 50 odd before that. So look, you know, that's the thing about maybe, you know, the senior players, they step up when they need to, and they're able to turn it on when it's needed. So look, we're happy about that side of it. But look, at the end of the day, it's a league game in February, and you know, it's just about winning, getting the points on the board, and you know, and maybe progressing on to a league semi-final, which, you know, in a couple of months' time would be of a great benefit to another competitive game.
You had to deal with a few late personnel switches, and then you had a couple of the younger players again showing up well. I thought Sean was particularly good at cornerback. Like, you know, you had to adapt a little bit. Obviously, Geraldine's absence is the one everyone will talk about, but you had a few others out there as well. What's the story with the players you didn't have available?
Aye, and look, and then we lost two players in the first half as well. We lost Finn McManaman, who was very good last week for us, centre back, and Shelley Tuig played wing forward last week, and last year was very good and a very important player for us. So we didn't have them either in the second half, which probably didn't help us. But yeah, look, you're going to have wee niggles. You're going to lose people week to week at this time of the year. You know, there's very little recovery time between games, and that's going to make it hard for people to get back. But what it does do, it gives the opportunity for other people to step up and you know, take their chance. And as you say, Sean has done that really well. You know, Susie White kicked 3 points there early in the second half, and you know, little Cody Wise came on and, you know, made her debut, and you know, used the ball very well when she got it. So it's, look, you're trying to evolve all the time and improve your squad, and you know, and give more players exposure to this level. And
glad to get the game played. Obviously, now you have the win got, obviously you're happy enough, but glad to get the game played, because obviously Mayo and Galway, I should say, have to wait till next week now.
Yeah, look, we've got our points on the board, and that's, you know, that's just, what do they say, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So, you know, we have our 6 points now, and you know, if Mayo would have them beat Galway, that'll be us qualified regardless of what happens in the Mayo game. So look, we've put ourselves in a really good position, but we know that the Meath game, or Mayo game, in 2 weeks time will be a real battle down in Mayo again, so we're on the road again. But look, we can only mind our own house for now, and as I say, we've got the 6 points on the board, and we're very happy with that.